Hey, everybody, this is Bret Michaels, and I just want to say, you, right now, want to take, wait, give me the line again. My brain skipped.
Bret Michaels.
I just had one of my brain hemorrhage brain farts.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Trust me, it's me. Go ahead.
Animal Radio. Bret Michaels, Animal Radio.
You got it. I knew the Animal Radio. Like, okay, here we go. Hey, this is Bret Michaels. You're listening to Animal Radio, and take care of your pets. They will rock your world.
Need a fix of the good stuff? Get more Animal Radio with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating 20 years of Animal Radio. This is our finale show. We conclude production today.
This is a reunion.
It is
this
a reunion.
Is great.
It is.
Come on. I mean, this is, you know, this is like the coming back. This is like the farewell, never-ending tour, you know, like Cher.
We've had a lot of fun. We've gone a lot of places. We went to Super Zoo, which is the big trade show in Las Vegas. And
woo-hoo!
That's your hometown there, Dr. Debbie.
It is, my stomping ground.
We stayed at your house a couple of times, and I really apologize for that, and peeing in the plants and all of that stuff there. Vlade, the world-famous Russian dog wizard, always a hit in Las Vegas. You remember Super Zoo, Vlade?
What happened in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
What is between you two? I noticed you
two. I don't know. We have photos, but they weren't. It was about Joey, if you remember the dancing.
I do remember the dancing.
Yes. It was a striptease, but it was a guy.
It was a lap dance.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And I remember eating some of Dick Van Patten's food. The Natural Balance, because I was trying it out. The hobo chili?
No, it was a hobo stew.
It was a hobo stew?
It was actually very tasty.
We accidentally interviewed Dick a couple of times. We were in the middle of an interview with these couple of guys who made a calendar,
Don't
I believe.
Don't remember their names.
Yeah. Do you remember the poop calendar? It was for each month, there was a picture of poop. Dog poop, of course. And then all of a sudden, Dick Van Patten came up during the middle of the interview. It sounded a bit like this.
I'm looking at a calendar of monthly, when I first looked at it, I thought it said monthly dogs, but it says monthly dues.
D-O-O-S.
And we're talking about the doggy do type. It is it's a calendar, the 2007 dog poop calendar. I'll show it up. Parents, if you don't want your children to see this, close their eyes, please. I'm holding it to the microphone now so that you can see this. It's a whole year long of calendar pictures featuring doggy poo. Scott from Watch Your Step Productions, the brainchild behind this. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How did you invent this?
Well, it was an alcohol-related.
I thought so.
I had friends from Boston visiting. We were taking a walk on the Oregon coast. My friend almost stepped in dog poop. Just before he did, I pulled him away, and we were laughing so hard, we took a picture of it. Days later, we're developing the pic. You know, we were looking at our developed pictures, and there it was. My friend said, look at that. It's so beautiful. We must have taken it at sunset because the sand was like peachy orange. There were ripples in it. There was seagrass. There was a little piece of driftwood. And then my friend said, you know what? That's a beautiful picture. Look at the composition.
Yeah. Wait, what's this over here?
Okay, our latest product, it's called Chocolate Dewdrops.
Oh, yes.
It's a quarter pound of luscious, good quality milk chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
That's in the shape. It's kind of like a soft serve, don't you think?
It does look like that, yes.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Just hold on a second. Dick, come on over here. Dick Van Patten joining us once again.
How are you doing?
Very good. We're talking about the new pet products here today.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Gentleman here, Scott.
How are you, Scott?
Good. How are you, Dick?
Oh, very good. Thanks.
I left you a calendar at Super
Bowl. Oh, that's right. Thank you very much.
You've already given him a calendar, Scott?
Last year at Super Zoo, I just dropped one.
What do you think of his doggy poo calendar?
I think it's beautiful.
It's in your garage, and right?
No. It's in my house. We have it in the living room.
Well, I gave you one because I care enough to give a crap.
Oh, that was nice, Scott. Thank you.
I want you to notice this. He is also now producing the, and you may want to get on this.
I'm not crazy about that.
This is the chocolate dog do.
Oh, I know.
You know what? You've been here all day, and the last thing you really want to see is this kind of stuff in your face, right?
No, it's quite pleasant, Scott. Thank you. You made my day.
Well, now, I noticed there was a line out there in front of the hobo chili there. You're serving the hobo chili earlier?
Yes, but people have been complaining. They think that we're killing hobos to make it. The hobos that we use are already dead.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can see Dick Van Patten just telling me that, I'm sorry, you were my father figure. I had to hear you say a joke like that.
You grew up with me.
Yeah, I grew up. Tom Bradley. who's my father because I didn't have a real father.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that was a good show, and I enjoyed it. And the kids were very nice on the show.
Yes, they certainly were. Now, the food that you're introducing today, the hobo chili, I saw you with the TV cameras and the hat out there and everything. Is that the way that you're promoting the food now is showing that you can eat it? It's made in a place where you can eat human-grade food?
That's human-grade food, and it's very tasty and very good. There's nothing bad in it. Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance.
I eat it all the time. I'm serious about that. The Irish stew, I know that's your favorite, right?
What a good memory you have. That's my favorite.
I snuck by for lunch. I didn't have any food today, so I had to go by there, by the booth, get my lunch.
Well, it really is very, very good food, and your animals are your family members, aren't they? And you got to feed them.
They love us very much.
Do you have any animals at home?
I just have three cats. I outlive my dogs, so I don't have... But my sons live next door, and they have dogs.
They're lucky dogs, I tell
you. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for coming by today. You've actually ended our show for us.
Oh, very good. I mean, I don't want to see it end.
He has since passed. That is, I believe, 2015. He crossed the Rainbow Bridge. And then, of course, Natural Balance went on to be sold to, I believe, Mars or some major company there. So,
Hal, did you realize that you said that you grew up with him, Tom Bradley?
I did say
he
that.
He was Tom Bradford on
was
the
Tom
show.
What a screw
and
up.
Tom Bradley was the mayor of Los Angeles at the time.
I get the
Nobody
mixed up.
Caught that.
What a faux pas. And that's why you're the news director here at Animal Radio.
This is Glenn Close on Animal Radio. And remember how very, very important it is to spay or neuter your pet if you don't intend it to for breeding. No, that's terrible. Okay, start again.
Okay.